This is Bill Landis, chairman of the Florida Minutemen. You're listening to American Patriots Radio with Jason W. Hoyt.
Thank you so much, Mr. Bill Landis from the Florida Minutemen. And as I said, there's kind of an inside joke in the movement here. How many Bill Landises are there? Every time we go to Tallahassee, every time we have an event with our statewide coalition of 9-12 Tea Party groups, Bill is always there. I just wonder how many Bill Landises there are. Welcome back to American Patriots Radio. My name is Jason W. Hoyt. Find out more about the show at jasonwhoyt.com. That's Jason, W-H-O-Y-T.com. Quick reminder, the sponsor of this half hour is the 1830project.org. The 1830project.org. Check out this the website. Check out this movement, this great awakening. We've got to reach our youth. There are 50 million young Americans between the ages of 18 and 30. We cannot neglect this demographic. Everyone's future depends on it. The 1830 Project is here to help inspire, recruit, and motivate these millennials to hold fast their individual freedoms. Fortunately, I'm joined once again in studio by the executive director of the 1830 Project, Mr. Dr. Tom Trevisani. Doctor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you being here.
Having us on.
Absolutely. And I really appreciate you sponsoring this half hour. And especially, as we said, there's a lot of groups out there that they're kind of generalist. They're kind of taking on all topics, all issues, state, federal, local. But once in a while, you find a gem. Once in a while, you find someone that's getting passionate on one specific issue. And your issue is preparing the next generation, this demographic of 18 to 30. For those that missed it last week, give us a little bit about this mission.
The mission that we have assimilated is an attempt to carry this message of constitutional conservative principles, which, as you know, was reignited in February of 2009 with that famous Santilli rant, and then it spread throughout the nation with this with the conference call that you participated in. So I participate in the Tea Party movement and the ideology, and there's a glaring need for this message to be taken to these young Americans. They don't have the experience that some of us older Americans have had growing up in the 50s and 60s, immersed in an overwhelming environment of patriotism.
Right.
And love for this country and an understanding of the fundamental principles of individual freedom, equal justice, rights from God, the so-called American exceptionalist concepts.
Right. And you know, we talked with last week James Marshall and Margie Kinder of the National Conservative Film Festival, also one of the sponsors of the show, and they talk about the war on culture, the war in Hollywood that's going on. And, you know, a lot of the millennials, they're not paying attention to the nightly news, and they're not doing a lot of research on various topics. They're getting their news from Jon Stewart and from their movies and their information, their perspective.
Yeah.
And it is under attack. Now, you just recently had heard you had purchased some ad time, some radio commercials in Iowa. Why?
I learned from the college RNC, the College Republican National Committee, that Obama has been on campus every 10 to 12 days since he first announced his candidacy for presidency back in 08. So what his plan is to fill the hearts and minds of young Americans with information that endeared them to him. But in doing so, what he's really doing is soliciting, without them knowing about it, support for statism. And the concept and beliefs of the statist are absolutely the antithesis of what this country is founded on and what we are trying desperately to preserve. So the fundamental principle of this movement, this segment of the movement, the 50 million Americans, is to try to re-inspire, recruit, and mobilize them and re-engage them to belief in themselves,
right,
in individual freedom, equal justice, rights from God, and self-reliance. They need to understand that they are capable of eliminating the role of the federal government financially in their lives.
And once they're part of this conversation, it's also equipping them with tools and perspective to, you know, the government safety net is probably not going to be there. The $100+ trillion in unfunded liabilities and promises to pay future generations government services that we have today. We got to make sure that they understand that money is probably not going to be there. They self-reliance, as you said, is key, is paramount. And I kind commend you for doing that. So in Iowa,
so we try. What we're trying to do is follow. We're going to try to bookend Obama wherever right. he is. When he delivers this message, to follow him, we would like to offer an alternative to his message.
Right, and your message isn't R versus D. It's not Republican versus Democrat. Because I think I hope, and I really encourage everyone listening that you stop looking through that paradigm. That paradigm doesn't work anymore. It's either statist, you either believe in the government telling you what your rights are, or you believe that your rights come from God.
Yes.
And you are self-determining, you're self-reliant, and you're,
We are at war.
Absolutely.
There's a war, and the war is a domestic war.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily in Afghanistan or in a jungle or in a desert. The battleground for the war is the hearts and minds of young Americans.
Yeah.
Period. And once we understand and accept that, then we can take the resources we have to the battleground.
Yeah.
And we can win their hearts and minds toward their own self-interest. Freedom is predicated upon you becoming all that you can become, and the statist mentality absolutely blocks that.
Yeah.
It destroys your opportunity for success. It eliminates any tools for prosperity. It totally destroys the pathway to self-reliance, self-sufficiency, self-determination, and independence.
And what's fascinating, the other day we had a meeting with the team and kind of started off as a brainstorming, you know, how are we going to, you know, move forward and get a little bit more specific and all that. We talked about the ads in Iowa. And we had an impromptu focus group with some millennials and asked them a few questions. And it was fascinating to hear.
It was very, very interesting. And the variety, these 50 million millennials between the ages of 18 and 30, and you can even push it up to 35 because they are demographically in that bracket.
Right.
But the younger age, the 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, the college students have a little bit different take. When you get to college graduates and yeah. graduate students, they are beginning to see the relationship between their daily activity, the role of federal government and yeah. their ability or inability to progress along a self-reliant pathway. And they understand, and they're beginning to see how these government legislative agendas that they have been perpetrated upon them yeah. over the years blocks their freedom
yeah.
and blocks their ability to make money and blocks their ability to be self-reliant. That the solution for these entitlements is not to help them survive. It is to create an environment where they are not needed. And the way to
but not necessarily create an environment where it's not needed, but the role of the federal government is protect my rights to be free. Other than that, I should be left alone.
Preserve, protect, and defend. And all of its potentially associated accoutrements. But beyond that, this country is predicated upon, and many, many people, over a million people have died, have given their lives, or been disabled in the name of defending freedom. People do not go to war and put their lives at risk for statism.
Right.
They don't.
Right.
Unless there's a gun to the head,
absolutely.
And they're forced to do it. But the only the power of ideology surpasses the power of money or fear of harm.
And it was interesting, some of the questions we asked them. You know, we asked them about how important is money to you. And one of the girls, she had three jobs. Another guy had two jobs. And you asked them, one gentleman grew up, because of his family, grew up a Democrat, grew up a leftist, if you will, because... And I'm getting into the R versus D conversation only briefly because that's where we've been prior to this great awakening that's going on in the country now. But they were Obama supporters. They grew up because they're Democrat. Their parents were Democrats because they wanted to help people. And their paradigm was the right. The Republicans want to help the rich. When in fact, I am on the right because I care about people, because I want to help people.
Exactly. What they don't see is that the best way to help each other is to first help yourself. Become as good as you can become, and in so doing along the way, look around and reach out and help those who are less fortunate. The fishing pole analogy is very, very appropriate.
You right. know? And, you know, I want to help people because that's a choice I make. I don't want to have the force of government to have the central planners in Washington, D.C. tell me who I'm going to help. I think I have much more faith in society than a lot of these politicians do.
Well, politicians, since the inception of the tax code in 1913, the legislative process has become essentially an extraction of money and a redistributing it, of it. So it's kind of a
right.
Extortion and bribery type of system. And we, if we can eliminate, that is eliminatable.
Yeah. And one thing that, that really stood out, we have less than a minute. One thing that really stood out is, how are we going to reach them? And when I asked the question, you know, how do you think $15 trillion in national debt's going to affect you? They're like, huh? What? I'm worried about my paycheck this week. I'm worried about my bills this week. We have to show how it affects them directly. Right there in their face.
And we can do that.
Absolutely.
We have the ability to do that. Mathematically, it's doable.
Absolutely. So the executive director of the 1830project.org, Tom Trevisani, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for sponsoring this half hour of the show. We really appreciate it. The 1830project.org. Check it out. American Patriots Radio with Jason W. Hoyt.